Mapping submodalities. This is useful for changing attitudes to things. For example, turning down ice cream and increasing salad. One thing I do with a lot of our trainings is we get an example of some junk food and some healthy food like a salad. And we map them out. To map them out, we need to identify two states or two values or two beliefs that we want to contrast, one being desired, one being undesired. So, McDonald's and a salad. I find myself compelled to eat McDonald's, but not for salad. You see, they're kind of similar. One of the things I did with this, the first time I learned it, was I did a cow's piss in a jug and a jug of beer. So, cow piss in a jug and a jug of beer, they're kind of similar. But they're quite contrast, one was heavily desired by me at the time and the other one was not. Obviously, I didn't want the cow's piss. So I contrasted the two and made a little change. Okay, so we start by firstly identifying the two states, values or beliefs that we want to contrast and are kind of similar in their makeup. We wouldn't want to, if we wanted to say change McDonald's, so we didn't have so much McDonald's. We wouldn't want to change McDonald's with, say, when I was a kid, I learned that Santa Claus wasn't real. See, it's way too different. Just do food with food, drink with drink, beliefs with beliefs. So, one, identify the two states, values, or beliefs. Number two, map it. And by mapping it, we mean go through the check sheet, identify or elicit the submodalities of each one. Just what we did before of ice cream. As you think about the first one, I want you to lock in the picture or movie. I want you to lock it in and hold it. And then I'll ask you the questions, or you ask the client the questions and make notes. Make notes or yes, no, write a little information. Okay, now as you go through from the start, visual through auditory to kinesthetics, you would elicit the submodalities. You'd then have the map. That is the map in how the map stores or encodes the first one. Okay, so let's say we do McDonald's and the salad. We go through the McDonald's that I was addicted to, and I map out the McDonald's that I was addicted to, and I had these bright pictures of McDonald's and I had, this kind of McDonald's music playing in the background. I got this kinesthetic response. Okay, I wrote all that down. And now for the contrast, we got to identify and elicit the second one. So we go through the same process, eliciting the submodalities of the salad. I thought about the salad. And the picture I had was it was a long way away. It wasn't bright. The lettuce looked sad. It wasn't sparkling. It didn't look that good, right? Then we do the complete that process, right? And now we've got the two maps, the McDonald's map, the salad map, and we compare them and we identify the drivers, the key submodalities, the difference that makes the difference. Now, when we locate them, it might be one, it might be two, it could be three. The kinesthetic responses will often be quite different, but the kinesthetics responses will happen automatically. So I want a salad or I want McDonald's, that response comes after the visual and the auditory. Remember, the visual works so much faster. The kinesthetics kind of comes last, it's slower. Okay, so once we identify the changes primarily in the visual or the auditory, when we identify them, they're the ones we want to change rather than the kinesthetics. So let go of all the content. Now we've got to create the changes. Now we might want to read back the map, but change the map. So now I read back the McDonald's map, but I have a picture of salad in my mind. So I get the salad, and rather than it being far away and the lettuce looking dead, I imagine it looking like bright and big, like the McDonald's, and I add in the sound, like the McDonald's. And suddenly I find myself getting a different response. I start finding I get a different response to salad. Done. I get the McDonald's. I turn down the drivers. I make it like the salad. I make the McDonald's look dead. I push it further away like the salad. And I might even make it look deader and push it further away. My cravings for McDonald's go down. My cravings for salad increases, and we're done. So that changes the map. And then what we might want to do is we might want to run through the map three or four times. I say to my client or myself, I run through the positive map now for salad three or four times and noticing the difference, thinking about how life will be different now with the salads. And then I might run through three or four times at the McDonald's being bad and pushed further away. And as I run through it maybe three or four times, the brain will automatically kind of lock that in and solidify those changes. That is a simple way for mapping across things we like to what we dislike, or reducing cravings for bad things, increasing cravings for good things.